This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news, the headlines first. Secondary Education Examination, SEE, scheduled to take place physically on 22nd of April. Board makes calendar public. Nepali Congress Central Performance Committee meeting to take place today and Russia to begin military drills with Belarus. Now the news in detail. This year's Secondary Education Examination, SEE, is scheduled to take place physically from coming 22nd of April onward. A meeting of the National Examinations Board has unveiled a calendar today with the decision to conduct this year's SEE from 22nd of April through 3rd of May. Board Chairperson Mahasram Sharma said that the examination to be conducted from 8 to 11 a.m. will conclude on the 3rd of May. He informed that the board has set the calendar considering the local level elections. A central performance meeting of the Nepali Congress is taking place for the first time following the accomplishment of its 14th General Convention. The meeting is taking place at Party Central Office, Sanipa, this afternoon. According to Party Office sources, the meeting would dwell on the agendas relating to the sister and benevolent organization of the party, completing the tenure, 16 district working committees that are yet to carry out the conventions and preparation for local level elections. As part of the preparation of the performance committee meeting, the central office bearers meeting was held at the Prime Minister's residence Balwatar on Wednesday. Earlier too, an internal meeting of the office bearers, excluding President Sir Bahadur Deuba, took place at the party office on Tuesday. Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mohat said that the party would decide as to how the party can strongly present in coming days based on the recommendation of the central performance on different issues, including local election. Minister for Health and Population Birod Khatiora inquired about the health status of centenarian culture expert Satya Mohan Joshi. Minister Khatiora reached KIST Medical College and Teaching Hospital in Imadu, Lalitpur to know the health status of ailing Joshi, who is under medical treatment for the last couple of days. On the occasion, Minister Khatiora directed the hospital administration to not leave any stone unturned in course of his treatment. Terming Joshi the living legend of the country, the minister extended best wishes for the speedy recovery of the centenary personality. After complaining of respiratory troubles, Joshi was admitted to the hospital for treatment on the 8th of February. The hospital sources said his health condition is improving. The Madhya Province government is preparing to celebrate the People's War Day on coming 13th of February. According to the province government, honor and monetary assistance to the martyrs' families are the parts of the celebration. This is the first time that the People's War Day is to be observed in the province, which has been also celebrating the Mark 5 in the Nepali calendar each year as the Madhesi Sacrifice Day. On the occasion, 40 martyrs' families from all 8 districts will be felicitated and provided with monetary assistance. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the westerly wind has its general impact in the country at present. The division said the weather is partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of Sudhur Pashchim, Karnali and Gandaki provinces, and it is partly cloudy in the rest of the region due to the influence of the system. It will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of Province 1, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while becoming partly cloudy to generally fair in the rest of the regions towards the afternoon. There is a possibility of a light rain at one or two places of the hilly region of Province 1, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and of a light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of these provinces. Somewhat warm has been experienced in Kathmandu Valley due to warm sunshine since the morning. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Russia and Belarus are due to start 10 days of joint military drills as concerns rise over the build-up of Russian forces on Ukraine's borders. NATO says the joint drills mark Russia's biggest deployment to ex-Soviet Belarus since the Cold War. The White House called the drills an escalatory action in the tensions over Ukraine. Russia has repeatedly denied any plans to invade Ukraine despite amassing more than 100,000 troops at the border. But some Western countries, including the US, have warned that a Russian attack could come at any time. Diplomatic talks aimed at resolving the conflict are expected across Europe on Thursday. A number of women who participated in a protest demanding women's rights in Afghanistan are missing. The Taliban deny they are holding them and also say they have granted a general amnesty to all those who work with the previous regime. But the UN had raised alarm about a pattern of repressals against activists, journalists, former government officials and security forces. The BBC has investigated multiple incidents that have taken place recently, some just in the past couple of weeks. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has hit out at protests by truckers around the country as unacceptable. Speaking to Parliament in Ottawa, he defended the COVID restrictions that have prompted truckers to converge on the nation's capital. Ottawa police, meanwhile, warned protesters could be arrested and a conviction might cost them their jobs. The protests in Ottawa and at two Canada-US border crossings have been going on for 2 weeks. Justin returned to Parliament on Monday following week-long isolation after he caught coronavirus. Since Monday, drivers have been blocking the largest international suspension bridge in the world at a border crossing that makes up around a quarter of US-Canada trade. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Secondary Education Examination, SEE, scheduled to take place physically on 22nd of April. Board makes calendar public. Nepali Congress Central Performance Committee meeting to take place today and Russia to begin military drills with Belarus. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.